You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
He says shrimp are for eating, not for fishing with. He uses plastic. We're talking about Captain Ryan Lambert fishing down the river. Captain Ryan, what's been going on there? I understand y'all had some really phenomenal days, but looks like the old wind's going to catch us this weekend.
Yeah, we caught it yesterday, and it's catching us today. It's going to be 23 gusts in the 30 today, but it doesn't matter. You know, as on the east side, you got points and gullets and canals to get in. I mean, every boat whacked them yesterday. I mean, they caught their limits. Then we fished bull reds for about an hour and just whacked them. So we couldn't get on the trout. I really wanted to get on the trout, and it was just too windy.
Yeah. Well, what can somebody do when you get these kind of conditions where you got maybe a 30-mile-an-hour wind blowing out of the southeast?
Say, sweetheart, what can I do for you this weekend so I can fish next weekend?
That sounds like great advice for sure.
Yeah. So because the tide is waning, you know, we got the neap tide coming Monday or Tuesday, I think it is. So, you know, we're getting to the end of the tide and the high tides, you know, it's just going to – it all start over next Wednesday and it all be good again. But, yeah, this is the weekend to really get in good with Mom and ask her what she needs done and get those honeydews out the way.
What about going back to what you cut your teeth on, freshwater fishing?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there's a front coming. And anytime there's a front coming with that low barometric pressure, that moving barometric pressure, them bass and sockeye and brim, they'll go crazy biting. You know, we're coming off the full moon, so the brim are coming off the bed. You know, the lake runners, not the brim yet. The brim will go into bed next full moon. But the bass probably just finishing up this full moon, so you're going to have some post-spawn stuff to deal with, but it's always good. You know, you drown a cricket or a shiner, whatever you want. It's all fun.
Where do those lake runners go? And when we say lake runners, that's kind of a southeast Louisiana term. Other people know them. The official name is a red-eared sunfish, shellcracker,
right,
and chinkapin. Yeah. Where do they go after the spring? I mean, that's the only time of year I've seen to be able to find them.
Yeah, you know, they actually go a little deep, you know. And they don't eat like the brim. They're a little different. You have to get on them with a cricket or a worm or something. Yeah, or grass shrimp. They like grass shrimp as well. But when you get in them beds, when they bed, and it's so much fun. But after that, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put the live scope in the pond at home, and I'm going to dissect every inch of that to where I know where every fish is, to where just for the sake of knowing where the sockeye go during different times of the year and where the red ears go at certain times and different brim and where the bass
are staging. Yeah, you could draw a map.
I've got aerial photo when I was digging it. I put my drone over it when I was digging it, so I know every inch of it. But this way, I'll be able to put those fish on different structure to see exactly how they hold up. And it'd be so interesting to see. There's tons of shad in there, too, because I shocked it last week, and every fish had shad in them, so they're going to really grow. It's going to be a nice lake for the kids.
You have any lake runners in there, in that pond?
Oh, yeah. I put my red ears. I put copper nose. I put regular bluegills. I put Florida bass, and I put tiger bass in there. So, yeah, it's going to be a phenomenal pond.
You know, the best lake runner trip I can ever remember, it was a few years ago. I went with our buddy Jeff Brew, and we were fishing with that mini jig, the pink and black, and we just got over a bed and just wore them out on artificial with ultralight tackle.
When you get over a bed of them, it's something. Them guys in Lake Okeechobee and Lake St. John and stuff, oh, my word. They in Florida, they catch them a pound and a half, 2 pounds. It's that's kind of on my list to go do that. But, you know, they'll all get in the Lotus, and they'll all surround them, and they'll just pound them. And I just want to catch 2-pound brim. There's a girl called Sarah the Closer in Alabama. She's on Instagram, and she's got the biggest brim you ever saw in her lake. They feed
Sarah the Closer? Sarah the Closer,
that's it. Yeah, she's on Instagram every day, and she's got brim that fit in a 5-gallon bucket. I mean, you ought to see this. And she maintains it. She's got feeders all over. They have scientists there to take out the small ones. And she just manages her, and her daddy does it. And it's incredible, the brim they have. And then they've got some, I forget what they call them. It's a red ear in a copper nose mix. You ought to see that. Oh, my gosh.
Hybrid, huh?
Yeah, it's a beautiful fish, too, with all the purple iridescent stuff in it. So, yeah,
I tell you what, science has created some Frankenstein brim, man. There are some monsters out there for sure.
Yeah, and bass too. You know, that tiger bass, they'll go to 12 pounds pretty quick. They grow about 2 pounds a year. And I want to go get some more from my lake. There's a I have a friend in Folsom that's all he's got in his lake. So I want to go catch some more and put them in my lake, you know, and let them kind of get in there. And there's nothing better than having all these kids on the bank every afternoon and giggling and having a ball. But when those 5-10-pound bass come leaping out the water for them in the future, oh my gosh, I can't wait.
I'm not far from some of that right up here at Covey Rise. They've got a really fish-rich lake up here. You need to come up here and take a ride up here. You'd really love to see the place.
Yeah, I will. You know, don't threaten me with a good time.
Yeah, we'll bring your shotgun too. Maybe we'll shoot around a sporting clays.
Yeah, we can do that.
You need the practice.
Yeah, well, I'm going to Argentina next month, so I'm going to practice up and make sure
my
eyes right.
You have plenty of practice. Yes, indeed. Ryan, somebody wants to get a hold of you guys at the Cajun Fishing Adventures Lodge. Tell them how to get you.
They can either go to the website, CajunFishingAdventures.com, or they can always call me direct at 504-559-5111.
All right. Very good, my friend. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. See you.
All right, that's Captain Ryan Lambert, our plastic man. When we come back from this, it's broad daylight up here at Covey Rise. We're going to talk to Alec Griffith and kind of wrap up our show here live from the Covey Rise Lodge. And I got a job to do this morning. I'm going to be out shooting sporting clays. Loads of fun. We're back right after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.